Hello, this is Mike Bolton, Vice President of Community Programs at Opera Philadelphia. I'd like to share some information about the opera's production of Aina de Mar with you, especially for those who will be attending the performances in the Academy of Music between February 7th and 16th. Osvaldo Galeov's opera with librettist David Henry Huang tells the story of the famed Spanish playwright and poet Federico García Lorca, who was executed for his decidedly liberal thinking and for his open homosexuality during Francisco Franco's turbulent fascist regime in Spain in the 1930s. It's a brilliantly economic piece, and at only 80 minutes long, whacks an impressively emotional and riveting wallop. The opera is entitled Aina de Mar, which is Arabic for Fountain of Tears, after the location where Lorca was executed on August 19, 1938, the Gran Fuente, or Grand Fountain, of Granada, Spain. The opera examines Lorca's legacy, the symbolism of his death and its connection to freedom, freedom of speech, and artistic expression. In fact, at one point in the opera, Alonso Ruiz, Lorca's executioner, comments that Lorca has done more political damage with his pen than others have done with their pistols. Lorca's story is recounted through a series of lighthearted and traumatic flashbacks by the opera's heroine, Margarita Sirgu, the Catalan actress who was both Lorca's muse and champion throughout Central and South America. Historically, she was forced into exile during Franco's dictatorship of Spain. We see scenes of Lorca and Sirgu meeting in a bar in Madrid, Sirgu's attempt to get Lorca to flee to Havana with her, the encroaching threat of the Falange movement, Lorca's arrest and execution, and more. Sirgu shares these stories to her student Nuria backstage during a performance of Lorca's play Mariana Pineda, Lorca's first success as a playwright, and elements of its script are interwoven into the opera's libretto. Mariana Pineda is based on the life of Mariana de Pineda Muñoz, the Spanish liberalist heroine who was arrested in 1831 and accused of conspiracy after a Republican opposition flag embroidered with the words equality, freedom, and law were discovered in her home. During a trial, the judge tried to convince her to give up more information about the opposition for a lighter sentence, but she refused. She was publicly executed on May 26, 1831, at the age of 26. Lorca's play celebrated the Spanish heroine and helped to further the folklore and patriotic mythology around her. And the opera's first line, "Hay día tan triste en Granada que las piedras hacían llorar," what a sad day it was in Granada that the stones began to cry, is also the first line of Lorca's Mariana Pineda play and is taken from a Spanish ballad about her. These words will flash upon the set at the opera's onset, and in video projections, we'll see the stones of Granada in effect cry. Structurally, the opera is composed in a series of three images rather than acts, with each image focusing on an individual character. Image 1 is about Mariana Pineda, image 2 is about Lorca himself, and image 3 about Margarita Sirgu. Sirgu has to travel through these images to recount Lorca's story in order for her to find internal peace and acceptance. Through the opera, we see her struggle with guilt and not being able to save Lorca from his fate. We see her struggle to keep his name and works alive. We see her struggle as she anoints her student Nuria, passing on all that she knows about Lorca and his works, so that this young woman can continue Sirgu's cause to share Lorca's stories and works with the world. The opera is typical of Osvaldo Galeov's style, which distills Spanish, American, Judaic, and Arabic musical styles through one classically trained lens. In the opera, we'll hear a trio that easily could have come out of Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier, a rumba dance right out of 1930, and other styles as well. There's also a series of sound effects, like a breathless, panting horse charging at us at the opera's beginning, a cannon of gunshots, which symbolizes all of the victims killed during Franco's rule, and the dripping and gurgling of the opera's titular Fountain of Tears. The opera also asks its singers to perform in a specific vocal style which we don't normally see on the opera stage. Throughout the opera, singers use a straight-toned vocal technique which asks the singer to remove all vibrato from their voice. It's sort of similar to a pop vocal technique. each of the main singers needs to encompass an extremely large vocal range as well. Particularly, the soprano is singing Margarita Sirgu, who needs to be comfortable in the contralto register of F below middle C and have a very secure high C at the end of the opera, 2.5 octaves higher. Each of the main singers is also asked to embellish certain moments of the opera with traditionally Spanish accents or melismas. None of these ornaments are written in the score, but Goliov asks and expects the singers to be able to produce these effects again in this authentically Spanish style. And Opera Philadelphia is extremely fortunate to have two singers for whom this comes very naturally. Soprano Maria Hinojosa Montenegro stars as Margarita Sirgu, and in a nod to the classic operatic trouser roll tradition, mezzo-soprano Marina Pardo stars as Lorca. Both Spanish singers were handpicked by the composer to participate in this production for their intrinsic ability to bring the score to life through stylistic means, and both make their American debuts with Opera Philadelphia's Aina de Mar. It's also great to hear native Spanish speakers relishing this gorgeous language in authentic Castilian. One very unusual aspect of this opera is that the singers use microphones. Yes, they are amplified. There are several reasons why the singers use microphones. This opera uses some very loud sound effects. There's also a very large percussion ensemble, both of which the singers would have a very difficult time projecting over. There's also a sound design component to the opera, which asks for sound effects to be applied to voices at times, and amplification is also used for expressive effect. There are moments in the score where composer Osvaldo Goliov wants to hear the singers breathing, asks them to almost whisper spoken lines above the orchestra, and other moments in the score which would prohibit them from being able to fully project over an orchestra. This production of Aina de Mar is co-produced by the Fundación Ópera de Oviedo, Festival Internacional de Música y Danza de Granada, and Festival Internacional de Música de Santander. It's unique in that it celebrates another major influence in Lorca's life, flamenco, and features the world-renowned Antonio Gades Company, the world's greatest flamenco dance ensemble. The dancers act as the voice of the Spanish people, the fascist soldiers, martyrs for the revolution, and executioners throughout the opera. Also featured in the production is the flamenco cantaor Alfredo Tejada, who stars in the role of Ruiz Alonso, the Falangist officer and Lorca's executioner. The cantaor is the harrowing voice of the Falangist regime and brings an authentic, almost primal expression to the opera. The opera also features sort of a meta play in that we'll see Margarita coming on and off stage during a performance of Lorca's Mariana Pineda play. The opera set opens so we can see portions of Lorca's play being acted out in the background. The set also features a large video screen which is used for a variety of purposes throughout the opera. At some points it acts as a faux proscenium, at other times it shows animations, like the aforementioned stones crying. They also show the almost baptismal waters of the Fountain of Tears, blood spurting from gunshot wounds, the dreamy clouds of an idyllic Spain, and a crown of thorns in a symbol of Lorca's own identification with Jesus Christ. Even in the final scene of this opera, we'll notice that Lorca has 12 apostles around him. Opera Philadelphia's Aina de Mar runs from February 7th through February 16th. For more information, visit us online at operaphila.org, on Facebook, or search the hashtag Lorca Opera. If you're attending the opera, please join me, Mike Bolton, for a free preview talk, Opera Overtures, 1 hour before every performance. If you have any questions about this podcast, please email me at outreach@operaphila.org. That's outreach@operaphila.org. This is Mike Bolton. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope to see you at the opera.